Welcome back. Well, the Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Commission is cracking down on non-compliant broad-based BEE trusts. This after a vast majority of trusts such as Wipheld Investment, Royal Bafokeng, the Kagiso and the likes had been found not to have genuine and effective black ownership. If this is not rectified, the companies will be expected to re-verify their BEE statuses or be investigated for fronting. Zodwa Ntuli, who's commissioner of the Triple BEE Commission, joins us on the line now to discuss what this finding suggests about empowerment legislation and its impact on transformation and the economy. Thanks so much, Zodwa, for joining us on the line this evening. So the Commission has declared that there's a vast majority of transactions involving BEE trusts that are not compliant. What level of non-compliance are we looking at here?
Thanks, Alicia. Let me just first say we have not necessarily found any specific entities guilty of that, as indicated in your opening. But we have indicated that most of the triple BEE deals that we have looked at that involve trusts, they do not comply with the requirements. So in effect, that means that the ownership that has been claimed through those structures are not a real ownership that is intended in the legislation. And in such instances, we have gone back to the entities and advise them what the concerns are and even offered to assist them to fix the transactions. There are some of those entities that have failed to actually fix them, and those have been referred now for a formal investigation so that they can be referred for prosecution.
What are you attributing the non-compliance to? Is it intentional and deliberate fronting that we're looking at, or a sheer lack of understanding?
Look, let me say in general, when we started in 2016, when we assessed the environment that we are operating in, we found that there was, yes, lack of understanding of the legislation, but we also found that there was a move more towards a tick box exercise chasing a rating. So those two areas, yes, there may be lack of understanding, but there's also too much of a tick box exercise without actually going to the substance to make the impact in terms of ownership. So what is important, when you're doing an ownership structure, it must be that you really intend to transfer ownership to black people. Because for it to be recognized as a triple BEE initiative or triple BEE ownership deal, it must ultimately transfer ownership from somebody else to the hands of the black person. Mm-hmm. And this, we find that in the schemes that we've looked at, the majority of them, especially those ones that are involving broad-based schemes through trusts and so forth, they do not facilitate the ownership. They are merely structures that purport to be black ownership, but when you test them against the rules, they do not meet the requirements.
What does that say about the verification process around BEE statuses in the first place then, Zodwa, and the work that needs to be done at that level?
You see, one of the challenges that we raised, and which is now proving to be real, is that when we started in 2016, we identified especially the gaps in the verification process. Because when a company has got a scheme that is non-compliant, the first person that should be able to pick that up is the verifier that verifies the company. Mm-hmm. But we have found that there has been gaps in the verification processes. That is why you'll see that there were investigations, and there are currently investigations that are running against specific verifiers, where we're actually testing their processes and how they've arrived at certain ratings. And in recent times, we find that when a verifier has done something, they are quick to come back and say, we'll remedy it, we'll fix it, we'll change the rating. It's not about that. It's about them following the right process from the beginning. Because it's their job to actually verify the claim and make sure that the claims that are made by the measured entity are correct claims for the purpose of triple BEE.
Where that has been a problem and, a hurdle that's needed to be cleared then, Zodwa, how do we believe that the veracity of the investigations themselves are going to be quite solid? Do you have the resources available to ensure that investigations do follow due process and that, companies do face penalties and ramifications at the end of the day?
I must say to you, Alicia, yes, resources are a challenge for the Commission as any other regulator. But I'm glad to actually say that in most of those investigations which we initiated against various verifiers, against various companies, we finalized the investigations, we've issued our findings. The only thing that is outstanding is the publication of those findings, because there are specific steps that we need to be following.
Okay.
And as soon as we do that, because we'll be doing that in due course, and I'm saying soon, in fact, because all of those entities have been given opportunities to respond to the adverse findings, and we will now be publishing their findings after following due process. But I must indicate that we are seeing that there is failure on the part of measured entity to actually do a real ownership transaction. And because of the fact that the tick box approach is still continuing in the market,
absolutely,
but also there's over-reliance on the consultants that are selling models that may not necessarily be compliant, but also then the gaps in the verification process, as we said.
Yes.
So what we are saying is entities must approach the regulator, because the regulator is available to assist, prior to implementing.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Commissioner of the BBBEE Commission, Zodwa Ntuli.